Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jason Erickson and we're going to be talking about e-waste recycling. Good morning to you, Jason.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Hope you're doing the same. And I would just want to say we have company here with us. That's his daughter Piper and his wife Jess. So we have a room full, but I think Jason's going to has volunteered to do most of the talking today.
Well, I've been volunteered to do most of
the Is that the way that goes? Okay. Whatever works, because I know you all know about this. And even Piper, Piper's how old?
Piper's 4.
And she knows about e-waste.
She knows all about e-waste.
Yes, so we could be visiting with her too. So this is happening in Atlantic at the American Legion Memorial Building, or the Armory, as most people call it, on April 18th from 4 to 8. Now, most people want to know, first of all, Jason, what can they bring to e-waste recycling?
You can bring most any electronics with the exception of the tube televisions and really, really super large battery type things. We don't take the large lead acid batteries, but we'll take almost any other type of battery.
Okay.
So, yeah, pretty much anything, old VCRs, computers, iPods, old phones, all of that good stuff. You can bring it right on down and we'll take care of it for you.
Okay. Now, TVs was something that people had a question about, so I'm glad you mentioned that. Those
we do not take any
those big,
TVs
old.
Now,
at all. If they're like small flat screens?
If there may be a small flat screen, he'll do it, but for the most part, he just does not do televisions at all. The televisions you have to take down to usually to your big box stores and that kind of deal, your Best Buys and some of those.
Okay, so they will take them.
A lot of times those places will take them. You want to call ahead, but a lot of times they will take them and recycle them appropriately for
you. That's good to know. So when you're saying recycling, it's not just us giving it to you to... What happens next?
What we do is we turn it over to a basically a scrap dealer. What he does is he actually tears them apart. So it all gets torn down into different parts, bits and pieces. They get shredded up and they get separated by their types of metals. And then the metals are melted down into what are called ingots, slags, that kind of deal. And then those are sold back to companies to make new product. So that's how that whole works.
So yeah, that's why it's called recycling.
Exactly.
It's in a cycle. So... is there any limit on how much people can bring?
No, we are not putting a limit on this at all. We've arranged with the recycler that if we do overflow, we'll actually store stuff up in the armory, and he'll come back at a later date and pick them up. But for the general public, just bring it down. We will have storage for it, and we'll get it taken care of.
Okay, and of course, I think I neglected to mention that the local Civil Air Patrol group is helping you out with probably some muscle and that sort of thing.
Well, the Civil Air Patrol group actually is the one that coordinated everything. So they're the ones who wanted us to come down to Atlantic here and help out the community. This is one of their community service projects that they do. And it's just a matter of, you know, getting rid of some really toxic chemicals and getting them out of the landfills. And it's good for the community, good for the nation, and, you know.
Good for your house.
Good for everyone, really.
Spring is a good time to do some decluttering. And I know, I think I've gotten rid of most of mine now, but one time, I think the last time you were here, I was surprised when I went to my basement how many small things and bigger things that I had.
Oh.
Old hard drives, which were bigger. And then, like, a keyboard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You're not the only one who's brought that up, because normally about a week after we're done, we get phone calls and people stopping us in the street saying, when are you going to do this again? Because I started digging in all my closets and attic and basement. And, you know, we had this computer we had back when I was a kid and all this stuff. So, yeah, we're only once a year. So now is your time.
Okay, yes. Otherwise, you just have to stack it up there and save it till next year. Now, Jason, your company, Think Space IT, is located in Harlan, correct?
Yes, that is correct. Absolutely.
And recycling e-waste is not the only thing you do.
No, the recycling e-waste is just a community service function that we do. We're actually a computer company, obviously. We're IT. We're a little different than most computer companies is... we kind of are a one-stop shop for everything. There's very little that we don't do or have a partner with somebody who will do it. So from small business to large business, we take care of it all. The one thing we don't do, unfortunately, is we don't work with home users.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yes, and I want your audience to know that. Now, there's places we'll be happy to direct you to. But in general, we just are not geared up to help the home user. We're really geared for businesses.
But saying that, I have a question. You have a store site. I'm assuming anybody's welcome to come in and peruse what you have.
Well, we don't actually have any product there.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You can come in and look, and we will have a few demo items.
Okay.
Mostly our new copy systems from Xerox and that kind of deal. Normally, whatever latest technology we're working with and we're sharing, people can come in and look. Mostly, our storefront is used as a training center. We're one of the few testing centers and training centers for most anything proctored in the area. We actually have had a lot of people coming over from Omaha and Des Moines to come take their certification tests and that kind of deal.
Okay.
And it's not just computer. It's all sorts of licensure, insurance, and all of that kind of fun stuff. So anytime you need a test that, you know, you got to get certified in something, come visit us. We more than likely can help you out.
And then did I understand you also rent that space for other uses?
We do on occasion. It's generally, we don't yell and scream it from the rafters, but if people like the building, which a lot of people do, we do rent the front space. It all varies on what your organization is and how long you'll be needing it. But yeah, if you want to rent the space, please reach out to us.
Tell us a bit about the building. It has sort of an interesting history.
Oh, the building. The building has been around for a very long time. A lot of folks remember it back when it was a car dealership. Apparently, it started its life as a car dealership.
And it's on the main street of Harlan on the square. That's interesting. I don't think of it as a car dealership being there, but
well,
yeah,
if
that's
you go
how
in the building now, you wouldn't think it's a car dealership because it's a three-story building. And what we've been told is there was actually cars on every single floor.
How interesting.
So you could actually go in up onto the top floor and say, I want to drive that car. And they had a big elevator that would take it down to the street. Huh. And you could go down and drive it. And if you liked it, you went home with a car.
Is the elevator still there?
The elevator shaft is still there and the mechanics are still there. But we had to disable the elevator, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's in licensing and all kinds of things there, too. So, okay. So then what was next after the car dealership?
What was next after the car dealership, I believe, is when the Hansen brothers took it over. And then they renovated it and it became a coffee shop. And it also became a secondhand clothing store for a while. Oh, shoot. There was a couple other companies in there as well.
But for many people who've been on the square, that'll go, oh, yes, I was in there.
Yep.
Either in the coffee shop or the recycling,
yep.
The clothing store. Yeah. So we know where to find you. And I think it's interesting when we say IT, I think of computers and so on. But now you've talked about printing.
Yeah. It's something new we're getting into. We were kind of staggered by the high cost of printing, and we started reaching out and finding people who could help lower the cost of printing for everybody. Because, you know, when you look at cost of paper and the ink and the big machines and all that other kind of, you know, shenanigans that go on with printing, it takes a lot to put it all together. So what we ended up doing is we put together a complete printing solution so people can just buy a printer and have things organized. Or what we can do for them is we can actually, for a set monthly fee, we can provide the printer and we actually will provide even the paper for a set monthly fee.
So printing. Now, one last thing before we remind people about the e-waste recycling drive is that it looks like you received an award May 2016. That was pretty prestigious.
The 501, yes. What that is we're one of the top 500 managed services companies in the world, which is very exciting for us.
I would think so. You said that very calmly, but I'm thinking there has to be much excitement about that.
Yes, yes. It takes a lot of work to get there. What it means is basically let's step back. Monitoring solutions and that kind of deal. IT is not the way it used to be. In the good old days, your computer broke, you picked up the phone, you called somebody, and they'd be there in a few days. And that's the way the world worked. That is not really acceptable for a lot of companies anymore, you know?
Now,
a lot of times we've changed the model in such a way that most of people's problems are fixed before they even know they have problems. Because the way we do that is we put some software on people's computers, and it monitors their computer all the time. So a lot of times if the computer's starting to have problems, we'll actually be in there and fixing it before the end user even really knows it's a problem.
Wow.
And, you know, when it does break, it's also, we need you now, and we can actually hop in and help people, and they can watch what we do, so, you know, we can do training that way, too.
Amazing. Okay. So, great to know about you. I'm sure there are many people, even in the Harlan area, who do not really know what you're doing. So, we hope we've opened the door to that knowledge. And, again, we want to remind people that the e-waste recycling drive is Tuesday, April 18th, 4 to 8 p.m., at the Armory in Atlantic, and we thank you for doing that because something that is a big need.
Well, we're very happy to.
Thank you very much to Jason Erickson and his family for visiting with us today. And do you remember Lady Bird Johnson? She said, "The environment is where we all meet, where we all have mutual interest, and is one thing all of us share."